We've got to organize the death squads, stockpile the weapons, and prepare for the sanitation of the rotting corpses. Why, sure, we're not going to leave this planet any worse than it was when we got here. We're environmentalists, right? We want to clean up the pollution, the pink pollution. It seems the least we can do. So enjoy yourself, my friends, but don't forget why we are here. Postpone some of that celebration for after X Day, when we really deserve to let it all hang out. I can assure you that nothing tastes as good as an icy cold one, kept cool and refreshed within the chilled skull of a beheaded normal. They may look like ugly mugs, but they do serve their purpose. So now let's get to work serving Bob's purpose. Praise Bob! Amen!
Praise Bob!
Praise Bob.
Praise Father Joe Mama, despite the... I mean, evangelicals, Jesus, man, Well, I gotta admit, maybe I'm getting too much slack or something. Hey, I'm a back to the pound, and I'm the first Orthodox Mega Fist Temple Stangian Lodge, man. You can't get any more Orthodox than me. You can get a little more violent than me, and praise Dr. Legume and the Holocaustians. There certainly is room for both. Let's see, I'm now operating both cameras, and at least I'm not doing the tape recorder, but... I don't know what I'm doing here. Oh, Dr. Dinosaur, you had, I believe, a couple of administrative announcements. I will take that back. You see, we're cooperative here.
If I could, I'd like to see a show of hands, anybody who happened to make use of the offer for the rides board. Anybody here that managed to get here because somebody put forth the effort, asking nothing from the church in return but to see more sub-genie faces. Anybody here want to tell me they got a little bit of gratitude because somebody put forth some effort? Okay. All right. Now, I want you to know that I do things like that with absolutely nothing expected in return, including your thanks. I don't care about that. I care about more sub-genii faces. I care about more sub-genii dollars heading to the church coffers. As is well known, and I publicize widely, every time I go to a revival everywhere, I do not even get in for free. Last month in Atlanta, I paid my own $5 to get in. Every single time I go, I pay my way in, because you know what I get in return? A hell of a lot more. Not just the gratitude of the foundation, not just the gratitude of my fellow sub-genii, slack, pure, unadulterated slack slides my way. Ladies and gentlemen, now for an administrative detail. You see me, you see my face, remember it well. If you need a ride back, see me. I will hook you up. And I will do it this way. This is a demonstration. I have two sub-genii right now who need hooked up. They're in Erie. I need a patient and kind and giving sub-genius willing to make a road trip. Who will that be? Who? Yes! Come up here! Who is this sub-genius that sets the first record?
Cardinal Nerf Synapsis of the Green Children of Banjos.
Yes, let's hear it for Cardinal Synapsis. Yes. I will set Cardinal Synapsis on the road to pick up yet two more souls to prepare for the church air tanks. And ladies and gentlemen, we will all end up there sooner or later. You are here sooner. They will be later, but we will all end up there together. This may happen time and again throughout the weekend. People are still coming in, and they will come in until the very end. And I may ask again, and be ready. Think for yourself. Can you handle the pure, unadulterated slack? It comes from doing it not for the buck, but for the sub-genius soul. I'll see you throughout the weekend, gentlemen and ladies.
I'll take the bucks. I sent my $30 in about 3 weeks. No, what was it, about 3 months ago? It's true. I had not done it up until then. I'd been carrying a Subgenius membership card. In fact, I dare say I was probably carrying the first filled out Subgenius membership card. But I hadn't paid. I had not written that check. Sure, I had lived the last 17 years far. I've worked for Bob, I've eaten for Bob, I've slept for Bob, I've jacked off and fucked for Bob, I've done everything for Bob, but I had not ever I've never actually sat down and written that check to the Subgenius Foundation for $30. I did that. It's true that I'm one of the signatories on the I used a Subgenius Foundation check to write the check, but that's okay. I sent it in. I didn't even have to endorse the back of it, praise Bob. Nikki Death Chick endorsed the back of it with a rubber stamp, praise fucking Bob. And stuck it, I didn't have to put a stamp on it and mail it to myself. Jesus and his staff of minions did it, praise Jesus. Never thought you'd hear me saying that, did you? Anybody, now I did lose a cameraman. With that, when that young man took off to do that selfless act, he was the only guy that would occasionally check that little camera, broken camera there, and make it work. And now, here I stand, pointing, you functioning as a human tripod. Does anyone see anything missing here? Is anyone willing to? There's a man with half a fucking brain! Praise Bob, you know how to work it. That's all you need to do. That makes me feel so much better. You can't believe it. Now I'm ready to fucking preach, okay? That doesn't... What the hell am I going to preach about? Huh? Oh, have you got a... Oh, it's here? It is here. Oh, the free guru pee.
As promised, Jehovah Hates Fred is supplying you with free nuclear beer. Go up, grab yourself a glass, and let's get... messed up.
Friends, there's one thing that we have not yet done. You know, here at Brushwood, they have a lot of these wonderful pagan events and so forth. And man, they purify the hell out of this land. Those nuts, they're you know, religious nuts just like us pagans are. And they really like they're into love instead of hate, you know. And aside from the fact that they're all doomed and will fry on X day, they're not, you know, they know how to party. I'll say that for them. But you know, friends, they're always purifying. They purified this land out here so many times that it's up to us to give them something to purify all over again. We need to filthy it up. We need to spread our negative. You know, the funny thing is, I've had people come up to me and go, that's some genius stuff. I just can't get into it because it's so negative. Well, if you'd send in your $30, maybe it wouldn't seem so negative now, would it? It'd be just the other way around. A room full of people laughing. Yeah, it's real negative. Now, you know, I don't really need to do this ritual. I'm going to do it anyway. You know, normally when we preachers are preaching, it ain't to the saved like it is tonight. Usually we're in nightclubs, bars, preaching to the sinners. Because the drunk audience is a happy audience, you know. But also, you know, we're not chicken shits like the Christians. We'll get out there to the unsaved, get right... Well, they did that too, and they're really obnoxious, come to think of it. Anyway, we'll be doing these. I'll be preaching. I'll be standing there. Normally, I'm dressed in my white preaching suits, all white. I'll be the only person all in white in a room full of people all in black. No, I often wear black all the time, but, you know, it's that. And so, sometimes they're all, it's that old thing of a big crowd of people going, "We are abnormals. We are abnormals." And, well, and you know, I'm looking out there, and there's You know, a proper subgenius crowd, like I'm looking at right now, is a total cross-section. There's old people, there's little kids, there's real square-looking people, real corny hippie types like myself. There's just, and you know, every type, you just, and you can't tell, because you cannot tell from the appearance. You cannot judge a subgenius book by its cover. If any two are the same, one must die. And, okay, well, I guess we're all right. But, I don't know. Friends, oftentimes I'm standing there and I'm looking at a crowd, like I say, a cold crowd of people going, we are abnormals. And there's like people who have spent $100 on a weird haircut supposed to show that they don't care what they look like. And those are the ones that sully our environment and for whom we must purify and do atonement by burning the dollar bill. Not that we hate money or anything. I hate to waste the dollar, but we're not, well, praise Bob. Maybe Dobbs has sent this storm just so that, friends, as long as the smoke from this Federal Reserve note is still rising up to heaven, then the invisible space monsters up there like God and so forth, they know there's still something down here on Earth worth saving. Praise Dobbs. And what's worth saving is the $20 bill that I could have burned but was not about to, because I'm not a stupid preacher. I shouldn't say that. You know, there's nothing wrong with being stupid in the church of the subgenius. As we've said a million times, it is not the intelligence, it's how you use it. It's how you use what you got. Do you use it for slack, or do you use it to create the next weapon of destruction? Well, that's, if you do use it to create the next weapon of destruction, create it for Bob, friends. We've only got six, as of this weekend, six nuclear weapons. Only six nuclear weapons, yet the conspiracy has 100,000 or so. And yet we will fight them anyway. Where's that redemption? There it is right there. We're not sure how to set it off. Be careful. Don't pour that beer on that thing. We just don't know. Susie! No, Susie. Anyway. Susie, be careful with that cigarette next to that. Well, we've had that trouble with church air tanks, and then we've had a lot of trouble with church air tanks. Actually, there's in this the subgeniuses in Japan Aum whatchamacallit, those guys. They ordered church air, and I think Willa Dobbs, I think, sent them the green canisters instead of the blue canisters, and. We lost some. We lost some on that, but they paid back. Anyway, friends, there's got to be somebody here who wants to testify to the power of Dobbs. Somebody here who has a story to tell of what Dobbs has done for them.
Listen to me, mister. It's salvation I'm talking about.
Okay, I'll trade with you. Before I joined the church, before I sent my $30 in, I was just a lowly employee at a psychiatric facility. And I was feeling just so pent up and controlled in that facility. I mean, they actually thought the residents were crazy. They actually thought that the staff members there were sane. They were all normals except for the residents. They were the only ones there who saw the power of Dobbs. I actually got a few of them to praise his name. Yes, praise the lunatics. Clozaril for all. Yes. And then at my other job, after I painted Dobbs heads all over my car, which sadly is no longer with us, yes, the will of Dobbs. Yeah, it was the conspiracy caused it to have an accident. Had nothing to do with me. No,
nothing to do to me. Of course, I've got hundreds of them. Well, those are the people I hit, but we won't talk about that.
Oh, yes, we will.
Well, not publicly.
Only on hard copy.
Yes. And now I also have found hate and discontent at my job. People at my job now think that I'm a Satanist. They think that I'm a devil worshiper because of the Dobbs head on my car. They're trying to get me fired all the time. Praise Bob! I love it! I love the hate and discontent. Yes, hate power. Positive hate. Positive hate! Yes! I'm speaking to you here. I'm speaking to you here as... That's right. I am speaking to you here as the only member of the Stormtrooper Onanists for Bob. Anybody can join. I don't want to know about it. I worship Bob every night in my own special way. Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Fuck me! Praise Bob and fuck him. Isn't that what you said? Boy, I'm sure one of you is up for it, Kirk. What? Oh, good. He's doing it during the daylight when we can get some decent pay. Now, what's this? Legumes got Bob? Oh, yes. Dear friends. All right. Someone else can narrate from up here if you want to.
Yes, Legume approaches, and on his shoulders, it is him, Bob! It's Bob!
Hail Bob! Hail Bob! Hail Bob! Hail Bob!
Hail Bob!
Hail Bob! Hail Bob!
Hail Bob!
Now, a few of you are unaware that Legume has a special receptacle at the base of his neck. He ain't heavy, he's my Bob. Well, Doctor, only you could animate the mannequin Bob. He looks a little tight in the trousers there, Reverend. What exactly were you doing up there in the trailer while we were waiting? And now he steps around. And now Legume is going to sit in the lap of the mannequin Dobbs and do his routine. Have a prop, Zippy Lop. Now, they used to use the mannequin Bob to teach YMCA CPR classes way back when. But then they realized that the normals started losing their breath. Bob wasn't resuscitating. He was actually sucking the wind out of the normals. Notice the little white stuff coming out of the pipe. We're not going to tell you what Bob was doing just beforehand, but he still has some of it on his in his mouth. Bob is everyone's drunk uncle. He's also their teenage cousin on drugs. He's their teenage kid, the girl who just sleeps around. Bob is the problem child and the uncle who lives above the garage. He's the one guy who retired at an early age, but it wasn't exactly his choice, and yet he just can't seem to get a job, but maybe that's because he doesn't really want to. Bob is Bob. That resonant frequency really gives me the heebie-jeebies. Let's have another testimonial in the audience. You, fine young lady. That prairie squid-esque mask can only mean one thing.
Last year, about this time, a group of subgenii came to my house on their way to here. And they converted me to the ways of Bob. This year, I am here. Last year, I had a job where I had worked for 15 years doing the same damn thing. This year, I go there when I feel like it, and they still pay me. I use all their shit. I go in whenever I want to, and they beg me to come in more, and I say, fuck you, no way, I'm doing my own stuff. In fact, some of the stuff I'm doing, I'm selling here to the masses. It seems to me the ultimate way to do this. I've got it made. Bob spoke through me, and it came out in clay, and people are paying me for it. Life is good because I found Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. You think Bob needs a lap dance?
I just want you to know that y'all sound like a fucking AA convention. Sick of you disgusting people with your fucking...
Wee-hee-hee-hee!
Like, all at once, all at the same time, chanting, Bob! Bob! I'll kill you all!
My name's Reverend Nikki, and I'm a Bob-aholic. I'm here to tell you something. You know how they keep talking about the coincidences between that Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon shit and the Wizard of Oz? I just want to give you guys a little bit of a taste of X-Day. You know that Bud Dwyer tape, you know, where he shoots himself? Do you ever, like, play the Janer device and notice how that matches, like, perfectly? It's like cosmic, you know? I just want to let you know that on X Day, if you haven't paid your $30, and there's some of you here who haven't, and they're wearing the little yellow band, I just want to let you guys know that your life, your very existence, will be as, like, played under the Bud Dwyer tape over and over again if you don't pay your $30 right now! So anybody want to pay their $30? Come on now, find the yellow wristbands. Come on, you know, harass your neighbor, pull up them sleeves. Come on, somebody's got to pay the $30 right now. Oh, you people, you know, you got to remember Bud Dwyer. You see the blood draining out of his nose? When his brain dies, you can tell in his eyes. Come on, anybody? Oh, you're all fucked. So, That's my message. You're all fucked. So anybody else want to come up here and tell you how you're fucked, feel free.
Achtung, y'all! I'm Colonel Buford G. Thaddeus Beauregard, and I've traveled all the way from Richmond, Virginia tonight with my comrade in arm to share with you the tale of one of mutant history's forgotten schisms. Tonight, you are going to become privy to the secret origins of the Confederate subgenius Axis. What? You've never heard of the Confederate subgenius Axis? Stop, stop, stop. Jehovah won! How ignorant our people are of their own history. But not all fault should be heaped upon your worthless heads. Because as always, our dreaded enemy, the conspiracy, has worked doubly hard to twist and obscure the truth about the CSA. And as is always the case with any effort by our enemies, agents of the conspiracy right here in our very own church have worked the hardest to stamp out this sacred knowledge. So what is the CSA, Colonel Beauregard, you ask? Before answering that question, let me first ask you a question about subgenius history in general. When was the last time that the subgenius really had the upper hand?
Never!
When was the last time that we were really in control?
Never!
When did we last have all the slack that we truly desired? Well, according to the official church histories, you have to go all the way back to Atlantis to find the last really great subgenius controlled society. For reasons that are all too obvious, the con wants you, the true bred subgenius, to think that it was thousands of years ago since you were last able to crack a whip at a human any old time you pleased. The con wants you to think that mutants are completely rusty when it comes to practicing the fine art of human subjugation. Well, I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that that plum just ain't the case. Just a mere 135 years ago, there existed here on this mud ball a near-utopian subgenius paradise that puts to shame meager modern outposts of mutanity such as Dobbstown, Malaysia, or Brushwood Folklore Center. This pinnacle of subgenius civilization is now fondly remembered as the Old South or the Confederacy. Even dumb pink boys, too dumb to realize who they honor, remain enamored of this period of history and proudly display its symbols on hats, t-shirts, and the bumpers of their four-wheel drive vehicles. Yes, friends, what I am saying tonight is that the Confederate States of America, the South, the Graycoats, the guys who caused the war between the states and were responsible for the wholesale slaughter of tens of thousands of humans were in fact subgeniuses just like you and me. Well, with one small exception, of course, being that as a Southern subgenius, I am a direct descendant of these proud mutants. Today, CSA is a small band that has carried the torch down through the ages of this knowledge. And I am here tonight to share it with you as soon as I get my pages straight. Damn that old granddad whiskey I just had to drink before I got up here. I come before you tonight with the story of a time different from this pink-infested one that we've been forced by the conspiracy to become accustomed to, a world where superior mutants dwelled on a plane of perfect slack. Conjure up, if you will, in your mind, a mental image of the typical member of the Old South ruling class, dressed in their white cotton suits, just like Reverend Stang, outrageous hairstyles, just like Reverend Stang, sitting on the porches of their grand mansion, sipping mint juleps and breathing in the aromatic scent of their plantation-grown crop. These were subgeniuses who had achieved perfect slack. And what was the foundation upon which this great society was built? Well, everyone knows that. That's right, because that is the one great truth about the Confederacy that the conspiracy has never been able to cover up. The reason for our ancestral subgenius's life of luxury was simple. They enslaved humans. Yes, the original forefathers of the CSA realized their own superior mutanthood and took what was theirs by birthright and forced humans to do their bidding. It's undeniable that this was a perfect subgenius society. Not one finger needed to be lifted by a mutant to accomplish anything. Lifting of fingers and huge bales of cotton were work for humans. Upon this concept, a great culture flourished. And for one all too brief moment in history, in one all too small region of this pitiful country, there existed a subgenius heaven. Oh, how we mourn for those days. And mourn for them we do, because as we are forced to acknowledge, the original Confederacy was brought down and destroyed by the forces of the conspiracy. For as great was the slack of our southern mutant ancestors, equally great was their egos and the pride that did surely go before their fall. Yes, my friends, as has been proven time and again, the CSA made the fatal mistake of becoming too complacent and satisfied. Truly did they learn the great and bitter truth of the lesson that was revealed here last year at the drill at 7 a.m. on July 5th. Do you know that truth that Reverend Stang revealed to us last year at the drill? I do, because I was here, and my ancestors know it because it caused them to let their guard down, and in that one weak moment, the conspiracy struck. But taken by surprise, the Old South subgenius ruling class was still able to muster up battalions of human dupes, all too willing to lay down their lives for their overlords. And thus was born the great Civil War. Our ancestors, really realizing how enamored humans are of brightly colored pieces of material waving in the air, designed a battle flag to lead their poor troops to the slaughter. And that battle flag had as part of its design a huge, undeniable X. For even then did true mutants know about the prophecies concerning X's and how on one fateful day the mutants of this world would rise up and gain complete and total mastery over the humans. The stars on the flag represented not only the subgenius-controlled states, but also from whence our salvation would come. Alas, without Dobbs, they did not realize that X Day was not to come for more than a century. And so they battled the federal forces of the conspiracy for years until finally, exhausted and drained, they skipped town late at night and left their remaining human slaves to deal with the consequences. But certain members of the ruling class of the Old South did not forget the glory of these days and passed down this knowledge to true sons and daughters of the Confederacy, and today we are known as the Confederate Subgenius Axis. We are true Ubermen. We embrace and revel in our superiority over the humans. But with this knowledge and this glorious epic tonight comes a warning to be ever on guard against the wiles and duplicities of the conspiracy. Forget not that there are agents of the real Men in Black right here in this very audience tonight, and if my friend and I were not heavily armed, there would no doubt have already been attempts on our lives for what I am revealing tonight. Especially now, in this final year before X Day, must we be our most wary. Don't take your eyes off the humans for an instant. You know who they are. They're easy enough to spot, even in this crowd. They're everywhere you go, on every street corner, shiftless humans dragging down a society that should be free of such scum. Look at the way they openly eye our mutant women with their lustful animal pink-drenched brains. These humans think that they are our equals. Exactly. They think that they deserve the same rights as us. Well, the Confederate Subgenius Axis is here tonight to say that the only, and I repeat, the only a right that a human has is to a quick and merciful death. And we're taking even that one away from them. The CSA has a zero tolerance policy for humans, and over the course of the next 365 days, we plan on proving it by killing one human a day, every day, until X Day. And we want you true-born mutants here in the audience tonight, especially those of you from the South, to take this pledge along with us. One human a day, every day, until X day. Come on, brothers and sisters, repeat it with me tonight. One human a day, every day, until X day. Say it again. One human a day, every day, until X day. And once we've got that human, what are we going to do, Lieutenant Renus? And once we got that rope, what are we going to do? That's right. We're going to string them up. We're going to take every goddamn human on this planet, and we are going to kill. 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 I'm Colonel Buford G. Thaddeus Beauregard of the Confederate Subgenius Axis, and I just want to leave you tonight by saying, praise Bob.